Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode that we put out every Friday to see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our listeners, our G&D divas.
We've got a lovely card here, a note to say.
Oh, yeah.
It says, for William, Jordan and Ben, just a small gift to say thank you, hope you like them. Best wishes to Burnley over the coming season. Sadly, they had to cancel their pre-season fixture at my happy place, the City Ground. Looking forward to seeing you in Sheffield, not as much as I am, Sheila.
Oh!
And she sent in some coasters.
Oh, look at that. Let me show these. Oh!
They're Burnley coasters.
Are these for here?
Well, they're not going to be for my home. Oh my gosh, that says, I don't know, Turf Moor, BB10. I presume, is that the postcode?
Yeah.
Jordan and William. Wrong way round. But we'll
look. Got a little coaster. Thank you.
With our names.
Oh.
100% Burnley.
That's great. This one says, eat, sleep, drink, Burnley Football Club, Jordan and William.
Lovely.
And this says, Jordan and William, Burnley legend.
And hang on, let me just check the back. No, there's absolutely no mention of Ben. But he is Stoke, not Burnley.
Whereas
so thank you so much.
Put them on there.
Well, I think coasters, I mean, they're lovely, but I still think coasters are common. But I will...
Can I take one for my flat?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay?
Do you not want to take Jordan William Burnley legend?
No, we'll keep that one here and then I'll take that one back.
That's very kind of you, Sheila. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. I'm going to keep three here and I'm going to take one back to my flat. People are so nice.
Another thank you card here.
Okay. It's like...
CBBS.
Yeah. Did I tell you I had... I've told you this before.
What? You had a card read out.
Read out.
CBBC.
My mum taped it, but my dad taped over it.
So we can never see it.
You'll never see it.
Well, this is lovely. This was just from Katie, who just put to William Jordan and the other one. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you for being the stars that you are. Continue to shine brightly in all that you do.
Why are people being so nice to
us? Not even a
problem.
Just a nice card.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Thank you. And they do mean a lot to us. There's a lot of handwritten correspondence. I do read it all. Bizarrely, someone sent in a card from the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg that they sent in, like, all April, and it's only just reached us. But anyway, we've got it.
The actual Duchy of Luxembourg. Who?
The Grand Duchy of Luxembourg.
Is that like the Grand Duchy here who owns lots of land?
Well, no, that's a different country. It's Luxembourg, basically, but it's a Grand Duchy, which means their head of state is a Grand Duke.
So the actual Queen of Luxembourg?
Well, it's not a queen, it's a Grand Duke.
A Grand Duke listens to the podcast?
No. Well, maybe, who knows? But someone from the Grand Duchy, which is like saying someone from the United Kingdom.
Oh, oh, right, I'm with you.
Someone from someone from the People's Republic of China. Someone from the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Yeah, I forgot.
Ben just said where you're supposed to bring that in. Shall we go to another bit of response, please?
Yes, this one is from Martin. Hello, Martin. Hello, gents. With all the talk of gyms and Pump It Up Pete in recent episodes, I found myself in an uncomfortable situation this week that seemed rather apt. I finished a workout and headed back to the changing rooms for a shower. I could see from the open-to-closed ratio of curtains that there was one other person who was in there. I washed and scrubbed and got the job done, but as I reached for my towel, I could suddenly hear that there was a lot of water spraying around in the occupied cubicle. This struck me as odd, since the shower heads are not detachable, and although they have a decent pressure to them, this sounded almost like an out-of-control hose. Within seconds, it came to my attention that there was a lot of moaning echoing around the tiled walls. It makes me cringe when I hear people groaning and straining while lifting weights in the gym, but given my current location, I had much graver concerns. I pulled the curtain back slightly and peeked in the direction of the suspect noises. Now, although these particular showers are built as cubicles, the dividers between are frosted glass. As you can imagine, this doesn't leave much to the imagination. I noticed that the hose used by the cleaners to power wash the showers was leading under the curtain, and to my amazement I could see the blurry outline of the gentleman in question doing what could only be described as jet washing his undercarriage.
His balls? Or his backside?
All of it, probably. He was still very much in full swing with his moaning, so I scurried past and back to my locker. He emerged several minutes later, breathing very heavily.
Hang on. Why are Lauren and this gentleman sharing a changing rooms?
This isn't Lauren, this is Martin.
Oh, Martin. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Which might explain it.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm not sure I have a question as such, but as two gym-goers yourselves, I'm interested to hear the sort of bad etiquette which bothers you while you are there. I think we can all agree that tickling your taint in the communal areas falls under that category. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again on the tour. All the best, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. A great letter. People who moan in the gym.
If the weight is too heavy for you, maybe go to a lighter one.
And people, and I'm not prudish, but in the changing rooms, people who just literally, we've talked about this before, wander around with a tackle out, literally wafting about in the wind. They'll put everything on but the boxers and trousers. They'll literally put the shoes and socks on.
Yeah.
Just so people can see their thing.
Mm.
Just dry yourself.
Do a little, with it.
And like, I don't do the towel shuffle, and I'm not a one-hand washer by any stretch of the imagination.
A what?
One-hand washer.
What's that?
Did I ever get called that in school?
No.
You only have to get in showers.
No.
So if you're a one-hand washer, you used one hand to cover up your private regions.
Oh, no, we had separate cubicles.
Oh, did you? We did.
Contrary to popular belief, it's not all like that in public school.
You have to wash yourself with...
Right.
Okay. I was a bit of a one-hand washer, I'm not going
to lie. Were you? Was one hand enough?
Anyway, so, but I mean, people just wander around changing room with a, putting it bluntly, with a dick hanging out.
Hmm. Well, this guy went a bit further and started to use the cleaner's pressure washer to...
There's some weird behaviour that goes on in gyms.
It does all go on.
What
thankfully, in my gym, the showers are you can lock the doors and they're individual cubicles, and it's not glass in between. It's solid wall.
What annoys you that people do in the gym? You should wipe down as well afterwards.
You should wipe down anyway, even before coronavirus. But the fact that people aren't wiping down now, it's staggering.
I never used to before COVID. I'd wipe after, but now I get the little wipes and wipe down.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to say this. This is controversial, but the bigger your muscles are, the less people seem to wipe down. It's the people that look like me that are very diligent about it, whereas the regular gym goers, presumably, don't. And it's not acceptable. And I'd tell them off if they weren't bigger than me.
I'll give them a tell off. Now that you're going to the gym, you could do a couple of gym jokes. You could put your arms like this, tense your arms. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands like that. Sitting there like that. Says the vets around here because these swans are sick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you could do this. Go like this. I've never done this, by the way. Like this, you go. Welcome to the gun show. I've never done this, by the way. Or you could do this. If you don't do the kills, you don't get the girls.
Oh, I say that all the time. It's tattooed on my arm.
And then do this and just... Kiss each.
Oh my God.
I would never do this, by the way.
Let's just move on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This one is from Lauren.
Right, that's how I got my wires crossed.
Hello, William, Jordan and producer Ben. Like William and Mikey, I too am a huge fan of musical theatre.
I went to a musical.
What's that from?
They just burst out into song, don't they, musicals?
Oh, yes. I have just listened to the episode Melon Plucker Update, where William announced that he had been to see Mary Poppins, the musical, for the first time in 18 months, and got tearful at the start of the show. I too have been to the theatre this week for the first time since the pandemic, and I saw Hairspray with Michael Ball.
Why are we laughing at that?
I saw that a few weeks ago. I was extremely emotional and cried throughout the show, despite the upbeat music and storyline. My question for you is, if you could both be any character from a musical, who would you be and why? And William, you cannot be Mary Poppins. I think I would be Jenna from Waitress, as she is a badass who broke free and followed her dreams. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Love from Lauren.
Great question. Who would you be? Mary?
No, apparently I can't be Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah.
I'd quite like to be Miss Andrew from Mary Poppins. That's quite a good role.
Yeah.
I won't ruin it for everyone, but character in Act 2.
Yeah. I'd like to be Corn City itself.
The Artful Dodger.
Corn City itself. One of the family. Corn City itself. Something else. It's clear we're gonna get along, Corn City yourself.
The thing is, what is so scary?
Corn City yourself. One of the family.
What is so scary is that in the last year, there is actually quite a great chance of you being stunt cast if they ever bring back Oliver in that role.
Do you know what Wendy said to me?
What?
She said, I'm so proud of everything you've done now. I said, I just want you to have... what does he call it? I just want you to have a guest role in Corrie and my life will be made.
A guest role in Corrie. Have you been asked to do pantomime yet?
No, I don't think so.
It'll come.
I was going to do it in...
They were going to get you to do it for Rock FM, weren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be Buttons.
Yes.
But we couldn't make it work because of the time I was on the radio.
You couldn't make it work?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I was on the radio till 7 and the show started at 7:30 and then they want you to do 2 shows a day and stuff, don't they?
Oh, okay. Well, get someone else to cover.
I was the wicked stepmother in the Year 6 production.
Yes.
Of Cinderella.
I'd love to see that. Are there photographs?
Again, that was taped, but my dad taped over it.
Your dad's got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, and
VHS's.
I believe that was taped over that with Total Recall or something. No, it wasn't. It was one of them.
Can't remember.
My mum, he's taped over all our videos.
I tell you what I said to Mikey the other day, in terms of being a part in a musical.
Oh, who would Mikey be?
Oh, Mikey could, I mean, he's got a beautiful voice, he could be in anything. But I said that I'd quite like to be, in 10 years' time when they need to stunt cast Hamilton, I could be the king. And Mikey said to me, he went, darling, you can't even reach those notes, which I felt was rude.
What stunt cast and lol that your banter is about freaking musicals?
Stunt cast is where they feel they need to put in a really big name in order to sell the show.
Oh.
So where, like, the show on its own won't sell itself. But they need to put in a name in order to sell tickets.
Oh, okay. Like, everybody says this to me. Everybody's like, I need to see it. So many people say, I would love Blood Brothers. Oh. What?
Yes.
Everybody says it, and it had Anthony Costa in from Blue.
That's called stunt casting. Well. What's your name? Ben is going to see Lily Allen in 222. Stunt casting.
Okay.
Petula Clark in Mary Poppins. Stunt casting. Which is ridiculous because that show would sell itself.
There you go, then. If you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma, this is the place, the bonus podcast episode, where we read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us.
We love hearing back from the people we offer advice to, so if that's you, get back in touch with Producer Ben, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Who would Producer Ben be in a musical?
Who would Producer Ben be in
Please,
a musical?
Sir, may I have some more? More? More?
Oh, but hang on, that's the lead.
Yeah.
Oliver's the lead.
Who would he be?
We can't... He would be...
He would be a tree. He would be a tree.
He would be a tree. Standing in the background, shuffling forwards, edging in, trying to get...
Hi, I'm a tree.
See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.